Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The sound of the weekend. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 7:07. Bang away. Got to pump it up. It's Friday. Gators playing Saturday night in Miami. 7:30. Come on, Gators. Come on, Gators. Get up and go.
Go Gators.
Go Chucky.
Oh, yeah.
Go Chucky.
Could be. Based on the rumors that I heard that you started.
Yeah. Hey, look, how about this? How about play a good, clean game? Don't get a million and a half yards of penalties against you. Let's try not to spit in anybody's face.
That's a start.
Let's try to do that. Let's call plays. If I have to scream at the TV again, which I've done, and it's not just the Gators. I don't know how many times. And I get really snarky. And it's like short yardage. It could be on the goal line. It could be wherever. And they'll run the ball up the middle. I go, oh, it's the old trick play. Nothing throws a defense off like running the ball up the middle. They never saw it coming. It was third down and very short. Nobody thought they're going to run it up the middle. I'm being snarky.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's like, are you kidding me? Football's been around for 100 flipping years, and you're still running the ball up the middle when everybody thinks you're going to run the ball up the middle. Now, I get it. Sometimes you have an offensive line where they're just going to make a hole, and you are going to be successful no matter what. I get that. But, man, it's nothing like it's – what are we playing football? Or are we playing British soldiers? Hey, boss, let's line up in rows. And I'll crouch down, and I'll fire, and then the guys behind me, well, they can stay standing. So there's a good chance that even a bad shot from the other side is going to hit one of us. I mean, what is it, bowling for Brits?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So it's the same thing now in football. Where's the guerrilla warfare? Where's the creativity? Where's the element of surprise? Gee, boss, I think they're going to run it up the middle. Nah, they're smarter than that, son. No, boss, there they go. Maybe, they ran it up the middle.
Maybe that was the plan.
They didn't gain any yards at all, boss. How'd they do that? I mean, why'd they do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, these are first world problems. I get it. Screaming at the TV. Screaming at the TV is a first world problem.
You know, Bob, there's some folks somewhere around the world who don't have a TV to scream at.
I get it. I get, and you know what? Their lives are better for it. So I don't feel bad that, you know, I've been blessed with a TV. It's actually a curse, if we're being honest. All right. I don't know. Oh, I said I'd open up the phone lines. Phone Frenzy Friday. What's on your mind? 877-975-9825. Look, this is easy. You call, you give Greg your name, tell him the topic you want to talk about, which, quite frankly, we don't care what the topic is. You know, keep it clean.
Yeah, family friendly. Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to attempt to be, you know, funny.
Oh, Bobby, are you going there?
Well.
Because you know how that turns out.
Not so well.
I know.
Yeah, don't try to be overly clever. Don't get lost in the weeds with your cleverness. Try to be concise. Mm-hmm. A story that ends in the parking lot with an exchange with somebody doesn't need to start like before you got on the plane 1,300 miles previous. Do you follow that?
Yes, that can make for a long story, yes.
And when you're in the middle of this long story, picture me in the back of your head going, land the plane! Land the plane! Edit!
Wait, land what, Bob? What?
This is why some people, they don't have a lot of friends, because they can't tell a good story.
Yeah,
but I'm here to help. I'm here to guide.
Wow, you are a helper.
It's like we're putting on a little clinic, right?
And what is it they're going to land, Bob? The what?
Diplane!
He likes to do that.
He sets me up for that, and then he cringes. It's like,
pretty much.
You know you wanted it.
I know, but it's got to get it out of your system so it doesn't just pop up randomly later.
Hey, Family Fun, Celebration Point. Look, I don't think I'm talking out of school here. Celebration Point has had some difficulties.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean it's not still a great venue. Lots of great businesses attached to it in that whole open area, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing the family together. So I'm just telling you that I know something they're doing for sure this Sunday, and they're going to continue on as long as, you know, there's people that are out there having fun. And it's like a little, they're calling it Family Fun Day, which is what they're trying to do. So the third Sunday of every month, including this Sunday, 2 to 6 p.m., you go to Celebration Point. They'll have food trucks out there, lawn games, vendors, and live music. A celebrity guest will read stories for the kids like at 3 o'clock. I don't know. Sounds like a fun time. Just thought I'd pass it along to you.
Nice.
No charge, from what I can tell. I mean, you start buying food, the food truck, they expect you to pay.
Sure.
Anyway.
But, yeah, if you're looking for something different, I like that.
I'm purposefully avoiding. It's not the Charlie Kirk. I talk about Charlie Kirk all day long and how awesome he is and how his wife Erica is taking over. She got the unanimous support of the board, Turning Point USA. She will now be the CEO of. So, no, and we wish him the best going forward. And I know it's going to be huge moving forward. And I know his legacy is going to go on. I'm tired of talking about the stupid people on the left and how once again, you can't say they're, like, misinterpreting it. They're just lying.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, he's getting fired. He's not getting fired by Donald Trump. He's getting fired by ABC, who he works for. Yes, there was some pressure to fire him, but it came from, somebody's like Nexstar. They own, 20 or 30 ABC affiliates in some big markets.
Yeah.
And they said even before that, they put the whole show on hold. They said, we're preempting it on our affiliates. We just said, in our community, we just don't need that kind of garbage. And it's not, if it was an opinion, then yes, you would be violating free speech. But he's trying to make a joke about a person being dead and then lying about, the shooter himself. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was MAGA and everybody knows it. But then they're trying to twist their way. He was never MAGA. It never came out of any credible source ever. Anything along those lines. Never. Okay? I mean, if, I don't know. He's got a trans lover. And it follows a pattern. There's really your story. Are you going to joke about that, funny boy? Come on. Come on, let's hear some jokes, funny boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might. I I might offend somebody in the trans LGBTQ plus community. I wouldn't want to go there. But you're willing to offend 50% of the people that might watch your show? That that's the bizarre world we live in. Yep. Hey, you know what?
It's crazy. What? What's up?
Time for what's bugging you.
Oh, perfect timing then.
Opportunity for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better, especially since it's Friday. You don't want to carry that baggage around all weekend. What's Bugging You is brought to you appropriately by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. You ready? Call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in and air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now 877-975-9825. And if you had to hang up, you can try back. Or if you can't get through right away, try back, because we're gonna roll right through it as we talk to Pam. What's bugging you?
Basically, what you were talking about earlier is the left is it's they didn't complain when they canceled Tucker Carlson or Rosie O'Donnell. They didn't complain when they were gerrymandering and doing all this. But every time the Republicans say, "Oh well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do what you're the exact same thing that you're doing," now we're a threat to democracy. I am so tired of them.
Yep, I think a lot of people are. Yeah, I mean, what else can you say? Danny, what's bugging you?
Well, just a quick one. Being as we're speaking on the left, it's the lefties always camping out in the left lane. Really bugs me.
Yeah.
That's why they're called lefties. Now we know.
They're always in the way. Lefties are a problem everywhere.
Everywhere. They're just
I have to be careful, though, because I am left-handed in some respects.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So just be careful. Don't pick on all lefties all the time.
That's right.
877-975-9825. Call in now. What's bugging you? Friday edition. We'll get you in there. And let's talk to... Hey, Steve, what's bugging you?
Oh, you know, ignorance of people. If there are all these people who are whining about Kimmel, who say, oh, it's because of the right, it's because of the right. Look at the last election map. Look how much of the country is red and the little bastions of blue. And then you talk about the market spread for all the different companies. And if you look at that from that perspective, you look at where those syndicators have their markets. That's why Kimmel's gone. It's not just because the right hates them or because President Trump or the FCC or anybody else. It's because the majority of this country is red.
That's a great point. And Greg looked up his ratings, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings, and he showed me the graph. You don't have to extrapolate or look deeply at it.
Yeah.
It starts with him doing very well around 2014 or 15, and then just a steady decline. When I say a steady decline, I mean if you were going skiing, that might not be a black diamond, but it certainly would be challenging at the steepness of the decline.
Well, we were talking a little bit off air about that because, you know, we used to, and it may still be true because it was the topic that came up with the Colbert. Colbert, that we found, especially, they're losing tens of millions of dollars. And I like the way that you frame that. It's basically just a donation to the Democrat Party to spread their message. But I wonder if at some point, and maybe, you know, like he was saying right there, it's the map. People are watching what we call TV differently now. People aren't tuning in for that. And maybe somewhere deep in, you know, the network, there's somebody going, okay, this is our chance. We're losing our shirts. We'll blame the FCC. We'll blame Trump, and we'll go ahead and make the move.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're on the board of directors, and you know you're making sure that ABC Disney is profitable, you know, you would ask for information. You'd say, hey, you know, we want to look and see what some kind of revenue we're generating from different shows and how they're doing in the ratings. That would be really the essence of your job, because the CEO is a fiduciary responsibility to stockholders. So you have to make money. That's the deal. So you look at that and you see, like, for instance, Kimmel's numbers going down. And you say, hey, time to maybe make a change. And that wouldn't even be – they wouldn't even be listening to his content. All they're doing is looking at what's very clearly defined as a drop-off and a downward trend. You look for trends. Well, this is a trend that you can see for clearly at least 10 years, he trending downward to minuscule listening levels. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Sam. What's bugging you?
It's bothering me about these politicians. There's so many of them keep saying, we're going to come up with a bill that will limit service in Congress and political office to natural born citizens. I wish they would stop it. We already had that. It was the McCarran-Warner Act of 1952 that prohibited certain foreign born nationals from serving in public office. In 1990, the Democrats overturned it. All they have to do is reinstate it. They don't have to come up with a new bill.
That's it. That is a great point. And you know what the overriding point here is? It's actually sad that you would need anything like that. All you simply need to do is for, you know, the voters to just pay a little bit of attention. You know, and that's what I always thought. I go, look, you don't need term limits because the ballot box will limit the term naturally. But then I've rethought that. And maybe we do have to do these things. And maybe we do have to put all these, because basically, the voters don't always make great choices. I mean, the fact that Mamdani is leading in polls in New York, I mean, tells you everything you need to know, that the voters are just, unfortunately, I have to say, in many cases, just not all that swift.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it. No, I don't. I like to say it.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning, Josh. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is everybody's so concerned about Jimmy Kimmel's First Amendment rights for freedom of speech, but nobody's concerned about Sinclair or, you know, his First Amendment rights of freedom of association. You know, you can say any hateful, vile thing that you want, but people also have the option to decide not to associate with you, and you don't have to like the reason. So that's what's bugging me, Bob.
Yeah. Look, when it's done from a business perspective, I can tell you, being in this business, your ratings can be up, and you could have rubbed somebody the wrong way. You're out. Somebody's brother-in-law needs a job really bad.
Yes.
And you're out.
Yeah.
Ratings could be low, but everybody likes you. Now, those days are kind of gone now. You have to prove to corporate that, you know, this person is worthy of their paycheck. There's a return on investment. But yeah, this business has been fickle. TV, maybe not as much, but certainly if a company wants to make a change in programming, they're absolutely able to do that, or should be. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Great input, everybody. I love it. And coming up, you know what? I'll keep the phones open, but I've got more headlines and more information to share with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 7:36 and Friday we are here. Saturday night, Gators going down to Miami, taking on those Hurricanes. That is going to be a tough one. Top-ranked team. Hopefully the Gators will maybe start to turn things around. Boy, what a time to be tested, though. Yep, and the schedule, it's never going to really get any easier. So go Gators. That's 7:30 game. All right. A lot of things that folks want to talk about. And of course, and it's right that Charlie Kirk is really, he should lead the news. The problem is the inaccuracies that continue now, you know, not necessarily Fox, but I mean a lot of the other the networks. And it, I want to make sure that people know that Jimmy Kimmel, this wasn't cancel culture. He said something that was highly charged. It's not protected under free speech. Very similar to yelling fire in a crowded theater. I know you use that example because it really is a good one. It the kind of language you use is like could be possibly like riot causing, completely inaccurate. And that's what's happening. And listen, it wasn't Donald Trump that canceled him. That was a decision made by ABC Disney and probably maybe put it into action maybe a little quicker because like Sinclair Broadcasting and Nexstar that own ABC affiliates, they said, look, we're dumping the show. So I think it's important that people know that. Like, here's a headline on the CBS News website. Legal experts see a dangerous precedent in crackdown on Charlie Kirk criticism. Nobody's cracking down on his criticism. It's in very poor taste to criticize him. But if you're gonna criticize him, do it accurately. Say, I don't like the idea of some guy coming in and trying to convert a bunch of kids to Christianity. I don't like that idea. Okay. But don't say you don't want a guy coming on college campuses and spreading hate, because it's not what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you get, let's get the lefties excited and go, yeah, there's a dangerous precedent here. Like, they're trying to pretend like they're the defenders of the First Amendment. There's nothing that could be more of a direct attack on free speech than shooting a speaker in the head and killing him. There's nothing more of a direct, I mean, it literally is a direct assault on free speech. Do these lefty legal eagles even understand that concept? People can say stupid things, but why would you want to go around saying things that aren't accurate? Well, he's a hater and a bigot and I'm glad these bad things happened to him or whatever. Okay. You don't need anybody to step in legally. But it's not accurate. That's the thing. And that's where the left is so kooky. It's like you can't sit down with them and say, just like with Trump. Trump did this and Trump did that. Okay, tell me what you mean by that. Trump's a liar. Tell me where he lied. Draw a blank. I mean, if you're running around every day of your life saying that Trump's a liar, I would just think in your back pocket, you'll have one or two that you could toss out there.
Yes,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Because somebody might ask.
Yeah. Charlie Kirk was a hater. I go, hey, just can you give me like, I'm not trying to be, you know, smart aleck or anything, but just to help me out here because I've listened, watched, you know, quite a bit now. Still haven't found anything. What do you have? Where'd you find? Give me something I can kind of look up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got nothing because there is nothing. Oh, they're worried about free speech. You see, when they do that, they get to avoid looking at it in an honest and truthful way, which is how the left has to deal with just about everything that they brought to the table over the last 10 years because they can't defend it. Hey, can you tell me what's good about like an open border scenario? Can you just help me out? Well, we need more people. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we do. But I never heard anybody making that argument. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Jerry. You're on the air.
And Bob, your analysis is right on point, and a couple other items I'd like to add to it. Nexstar, they own a lot of affiliates out in the Midwest. It's really a business decision. Tanking. Also, they said in their statement that his idea along or served community that they, in other words, they were losing advertising dollars to people tuning out from his show. He was just basically political solely on the left. I mean, these late night talk shows back in the great days of Carson and Leno, they would pull on it both.
We get the gist of it,
Jerry. We love you as a caller, and your opinions are always great and spot on. You're quality of the phone call itself, though, was terrible and cutting out really, really bad. Feel free to call back right now or later. I'm sure this is an ongoing topic. I know you were talking about like advertising revenues and things like that. Yeah. Nextstar, these companies are supposed to produce a profit. That's what they're in the business of doing. And they saw the ratings just like the higher-ups at ABC Disney. You think that they don't? That's part of what you do. You look at programming and say, how can we increase revenue? Hey, can we take a show that's not doing that great and maybe replace it with something that we perceive to be better and hope it'll be better and turn out to be better? You know, that's kind of what is an ongoing process that they have to deal with. You know, how was it that Kimmel and in other networks, some of these other guys, able to fly under the radar for so long? You heard some of the numbers that were tossed around about Colbert and the kind of money they were losing on his show. I can't understand where he ever got the green light to spend as much money as they did producing the show. And if that's the best you can do, I mean, the kind of money they were spending, you could basically film a major motion picture twice a year. Really?
And it might have been funny.
There's a possibility, but not if you're using the same Bozo writers that they've got. Look, in this case of Kimmel, it's about revenue, and it's about local affiliates saying, this isn't matching up with what our community is looking for, demands, and we have an FCC license that says you are there as a designated licensee. You hold that because it is supposed to be done to the benefit of the public.
Right.
Okay? For the benefit of the public. And who's benefiting from this? No. So they're going to want to take you off track with the argument. So it's free speech. What you don't like free speech? No, and they know that. They know that. Mm-hmm. They can't get to the heart of the matter is because they don't want Charlie Kirk to get even more recognition than he's already getting. You see, because Charlie Kirk, the person, you cannot comment on him unless you have heard the body of work and heard the words he's actually said, and now it's out there. So it's going to keep blowing up. And, you know, the long-term effect of this is going to be nothing but awesomeness. It really is. And they took a smart step. The board on Turning Point USA voted unanimously to vote Erica Kirk as the CEO. And I think that's a great move. And you can always hire other people to fill in or fit, you know, any of the areas that maybe you're not strong at.
Mm-hmm.
You hire the right people to fill that gap, and they're able to do that. And with the way that they're going to be expanding, it's good things ahead for that organization for sure. And the left, I mean, this is just another lesson that the left lies. And that's one thing. But when it's a bunch of so-called journalists that go right along with it, that's a problem. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah, we all yearn for the good old days. Oh, yeah. Man, I remember when I'd go and we'd go rabbit hunting across the way there, and it was all nothing but woods. And oh, now it's a big, ugly shopping center, or mall, or whatever. I'm going to offend a lot of people right here, but I got to tell you. Yeah, look, I'm tired of it. Get over yourselves. You move to Florida. I don't care how many generations. It grows. It expands. Unless you own all the land, somebody's going to own it. And guess what? If we believe in private property rights, they're allowed to do, within reason, what they want to do with it. Oh, everybody, the good old days. Then they had to ruin it. Ruin it. What do you mean ruin it? Might have gave 250 people a job for a long time. Helped them to be able to feed their kids, put them through school. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's two sides to every story. I get it. Oh, yeah, I got great memories there. Yeah, no, that's awesome. But come on, the time moves forward. And you know a lot of the people that complain about this stuff? You're not going to be around in 20 years anyway. Maybe even including myself. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It's like, get over yourself. Oh, you live in Florida and you're... Oh, I can't believe they're tearing those woods down. It's like, really, Sherlock? Huh? Really? Anyway, just a little rant, because you go on some of those little websites, Old Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you see an old gas station that's been around for 100 years, and you're like, yeah, that's cool. That was cool. I mean, and I love how all the people, oh, yeah, somebody should, they should rebuild that.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're looking for a Wawa or a Buc-ee's.
Yeah, and also, yes, somebody should. But yeah, I never hear people going, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to rebuild. And sometimes they do. Mm-hmm. Look, my son now is living in Utah. He's the one that's in medical school. And he lives in an apartment. I saw pictures of it. It's absolutely beautiful. The guy lived in the area. And I think he was more into motorcycles and fixing motorcycles. And then he saw some of these buildings were becoming dilapidated. It has an old downtown. You know, it's an old mining town like everything else is out west. And, you know, he decided, hey, I'm going to rehab one of these places. And, man, he is on a roll.
Really?
He's doing very, very well. He does good work. And so he's saving all these old buildings and, you know, turning them into really nice apartments. I mean, he's doing a great job. So, you know, yeah, you can try to have the best of both worlds. But at the end of the day, you can't really cry and whine about growth. I mean, that's what happens. And if you go, well, you know, hey, my family's been here for seven generations. I know that. And I go, yeah, and you know who was here for a generation longer than that? I don't know, some Native Americans maybe? Yeah, maybe they don't like you tore up their woods because they needed the woods to actually live off of.
Yeah, they weren't thrilled with your progress.
Yeah. I mean, just people are funny, I guess, in that way. And also, I don't like the way that journalists, how they write stories now. And I'll give you an example. The Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia is very, very important to the ecology there locally, but it basically feeds our Suwannee River. Mm. No Okefenokee, no Suwannee. It is that direct. So here's how they write the story. This is CBS News. Here's how they have to write. Anecdotally, right? Josh Howard had been coming to Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp for 50 years, starting with his grandfather taking him there, then his own children. He knows about every inch of the place. Yeah, I spent many nights out in the swamp. Some of the best memories I ever had right here. It's like, what? Tell us about the swamp. What was happening? At nearly 700 unspoiled square miles, Okefenokee Swamp is bigger than entire cities like Nashville and Phoenix. It's home to more than 1,000 species of plants and wildlife. Cottonmouth snakes, turtles, red peckerhead. Woodpeckers, probably some peckerheads there too.
Well, they're the ones that did the story.
Which were once an endangered species. You hear the sandhill cranes bugling out in the marshes and some of the 15,000 alligators that apparently glide through the air. 15,000.
Wow, that's a lot of gators.
Yeah. Now, look, it was in 2019, the swamp was under threat from a mineral company that owned the land 3 miles away. They sought permits to mine zirconium and titanium, but the guy they're featuring in the article, this guy Howard, he's a Republican in deep red rural Georgia. He became an unlikely environmentalist testifying at the state legislature. See, there are times when you say, no, this doesn't make sense for the environment. Right. And we don't always know what the future holds, but we have learned some very tough lessons. Cross Florida Barge Canal, anyone?
Oh, there's a story.
Yeah. So he's doing the right thing. But I love how they always have to make it anecdotal about, you know, yeah, I remember. Oh, Sonny, you have no idea how beautiful this place was. Yeah, he also said his wife was beautiful, and we saw a picture of her, and even at 22, she was missing all her teeth.
Wow.
Hey, it's Friday.
But
can you lighten it up a little bit?
She was smiling, at least, at the picture.
She was happy. You know why?
Yeah.
She was eating sunscreen-flavored ice cream.
What?
Nope, it wasn't invented yet. But now it is. Details on that and so much more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.